I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations just released a report detailing the widespread abuse of kids in the Central African Republic. More than 300 have lost their lives in the past 4 years due to civil unrest. Some were targeted because they belonged to Christian families. And Muslim-Christian violence is one of the many challenges facing CAR's new president-elect, Faustin Touadéra. Jim Hocking, who acts as Living Water International's representative in CAR, says Faustin is an evangelical believer. So as you pray for Faustin and for justice, keep this in mind, too.
There is a huge bushfire that has been destroying lots of cassava gardens, lots of coffee gardens. So that's ruining the economy of hundreds of farmers in that area because it's gotten out of control.
And on the heels of International Women's Day, Tina Yeager with Operation Mobilization is talking about the Freedom Challenge. It's a movement of women helping to end modern-day slavery through mountain climbing.
For the Freedom Challenge, our heart is that women would know where their value comes from and that they have dignity and they are made in the image of Christ. So Women's Day for us represents around the world the freedom and the awareness of who we are in Christ.
This year's climb is the biggest yet, with 300 women expected to attend. The climb will take place in Wyoming the first week of August.
We're just excited to see what God does for the women who say yes, because we know that He has called us there and He's going to do something amazing for the women and children that we're climbing on behalf of, but also for the women who attend.
There's still time to sign up at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? We'll get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.